Kia ora te wino mai hoki mai ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika. O tira i tātou mā i te timatanga mai o tēnei haura i whāre ki hia ahau i tētahi kaupapa. I raro i te mahu maru o te tāhuhu o te mātauranga. Me tētahi arotake ki tēnei mea te Tomorrow Schools. Poino rā kei runga i te wai kōrero i tēnei wā. Ko te pauarahi o tēnei o ngā kura o Horahora. Koia Pat Newman, koia hoki te kai haka haere i te kura rā, me tēnei o ngā principal associations o te taitoke rau, no reira me tāhuri a ki tātou, ki te reo tuarua, o tira ki te waia kōrero, ki te pōhiri aihau. Kia ora Pat, how are you this afternoon?
Kia ora, I woke up this morning, so it's a great day.
I taitoko that. Just before we get into our kōrero, can you just introduce yourself to our listeners here in the Far North?
Yeah, ko hikororo te moko. Ko Waikawiti te awa, ko Ureo Arutu'uru Takatimu Kawaka, ko Waitaha Mamui Kaitahu Kaiwi, ko Hurirapa te Hapu, ko Pokadraki te Marae, ko Pat Newman Tumuaki o te Kora o Horohoro. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou.
Ai, tēnā koe mō tērā whakatau, Pat. Nō reira, they've just released the review for Tomorrow Schools, ne? And we've heard a lot of uproar, especially kōrero from you. I seen a kōrero that Whaia Hilda Haukia shared about this review. But just before we get into our whakaro on the kaupapa, can you give our listeners a little bit of kōrero about what Tomorrow Schools is and why it was established?
Tomorrow Schools came in about 30 years ago, mid-80s, around about then. Before that, we were run by education boards. So there'd be an education board covering Northland, the whole of Northland. There'd be one in Auckland covering all the Auckland down to almost Waikato and so on. There was about six or eight of them. And they were bureaucracy gone mad. I'll give you an example. I'm very, very honoured to be probably the last person left that was found guilty of breaking Section 40 of the Hamilton Education Board bylaws, in that I was seen in the supermarket at 2:30 on a Friday afternoon, and I hadn't asked permission of my inspector and given him a month's notice. And that's what it was like. You had to, you had no say in buildings, you had no say in grounds. The community was allowed to raise money to buy the toilet paper, and it was run as a bureaucracy.
Aye.
Tomorrow School came in, and it wasn't to actually, it was to give more power to the communities. And it has its problems as well. All systems have, but the neat thing with Tomorrow Schools was that in most cases, communities became much more involved in their schools. All right? Now, what happened, though, was like every system, when governments introduce it, they pick and choose which parts that they want to introduce. And so there was there used to be an advisory services, so you, in curriculum, so you'd have an advisor in Te Reo, you'd have an advisor in Maths, you'd have all these ones. They disappeared.
Right.
The advisors were there to basically act on the minister's whims. The Ministry of Education became, their sole job was to do what the minister wanted. And so we've been subjected for at least the last 15 years, in particular 10, to educational decisions that have been made on political agendas rather than education. It's taking a while to get there, but I'm getting there. There has been some problems with schools, but in actual fact, less than 10% of schools have had major hiccups. That's not bad. If you had a business model where less than 10% of schools were having hiccups, you'd say you had a fantastic model.
Right.
But there are some hiccups with it. So we all embraced the idea of the review. And we went off to meetings in Auckland and Christchurch and came back and said how wonderful it was that the parents there were saying things like they wanted more of the arts, more of the languages, more less measurement of kids' knowledge and all the rest of it. And that fitted with that fitted very much with educational ideology. Then we got the review out. and it talks about changing the system.
Aye.
It's saying that parents don't have the capability, and I'm generalising, but this is what it means, that parents don't have the capability to run a school. In fact, it says that parents aren't interested. In fact, worse than that, it says low-income parents aren't. And I consider that, excuse me, I'm going to swear, bloody condescending. And it's not true. When we taught Māori education, it's not going to happen because Māori would not let it. But when I went to the meeting in Kerikeri and I asked Dr. Murray Berryman, who's a very well-known educationist Māori from down the Tūhoe area, and I said, how is this going to fit? Because one of the things is that they form what they call hubs. So there'd be one hub roughly for Northland on the figures they're giving. And that hub will be run by people appointed by the minister, take over the place of the ministry up here, but they will actually be the ones that do the hiring of the principals.
Yeah, just a little bit of input on that. For as long as I can remember, schools and kura kaupapa, to my knowledge, were run on whānau input and creating like boards of trustees and things like that. So I guess the part I in this is, to your knowledge, if these hubs are accepted by the people and set up in Aotearoa, does that take the mana away from the whānau and or the principal? Or?
You hit on the nose. And I must say, by the way, that the kura kaupapa national office is in support of the changes. Kura a iwi is definitely against. So, you know what I mean, it's in between. But I asked Mary, I said, okay, does that mean that Māori education has to fit into the hubs? She said, yes. And I said, but you won't have 100 or 120 Māori schools, so what are you going to do? She said, well, kura kaupapa and kura iwi will have to work together, which is different. And then I said, but that's still not going to give you the numbers. And she said, well, they might have to work cross iwi.
Yeah. I'm just trying to understand what's going on in their whakaaro with this kaupapa. So they're open to the whakaaro of the public and people are putting through submissions at the moment. But you're a part of an alliance of 49 schools that oppose this review. So can you just give us a little bit of kōrero about some of the recommendations that the Independent Task Force of Tomorrow Schools
have made?
Okay. That you oppose, yes.
Okay, I oppose quite a few. One of them is around the Māori education one, because it is, I believe, stepping on the mana of Māori and individual Māori. And on top of that, it's never going to happen anyway, but I think what it shows is that the task force didn't actually think particularly deeply about how where does Māori education fit in with this? And they're sort of trying to race around and do it now, which shows you how important we are. So it's cynicism a little bit. Okay, the main one I'll start off with. They say that the tail and the inequity is caused by tomorrow's schools. And I'm saying absolute rubbish, and I refuse to accept that responsibility. Because they're saying that if we change tomorrow's schools to a bureaucratic model, we will fix the tail and we will fix inequity. Now, we know damn well that education is one part of a child, but a child who's been abused, a child who is hungry, a child who is living in damp, cold conditions and all those sort of things does not learn as well as a child that's not in those conditions. And what they're saying is there is only one factor in this tale, and that is how they're taught in tomorrow's schools. And I refuse to accept that.
So basically, they're blatantly blaming, I think, teachers and the kaiako inside those kura for the outcomes that the kuras are producing. Is that the whakaaro?
Yeah, they don't say that, but that's a logical extension of what they're saying. Yes.
Aye. Well, it definitely is a big conversation, and it is one that needs to be had, I think, and to look at these kaupapa and to take into consideration that not everyone learns the same, you know, and not everyone is at the same level. And I think we had this kōrero last year when they were trying to take out the kura haurua, which they did and made them public schools. And in doing that, they forced them into a system where they had to change the way that they were learning in order to fit a way that someone else wanted to teach them and learn what they wanted to learn. So in creating these hubs, as we had this kōrero just a little while ago, they'll take the mana away from the whānau and the tumuaki of the kura. But in doing that, how would the kura operate in terms of daily running? Does that go back to how it was prior to tomorrow's schools?
Well, in theory, they advise the board on who they want appointed as principal. In theory, the board has a power of veto, but you know as well as I do what power is about. When you control everything, you control everything. They say that they'll keep boards of trustees and they'll be only responsible for the curriculum and things like that, and that's all parents want. And it's a load of bunkum. There's a whole lot of other problems. One, if this review's recommendations are to work, they will only work in a high trust model. There is no high trust out there. The profession has lost all of its trust in what's happened to it over the last 10 or 15 years. And if you go and ask any teacher, do you trust the ministry, do you trust the government, you'll find that we don't. So that's the first problem we have, is that this will only go, and if we trust them, and they keep saying, trust us, trust us. And well, I've had no reason to trust them for years. The second thing, and I'll put it into another way, they haven't done costings. They don't know which parts the government will fund and which parts the government won't fund. I equate it to buying a pig. We don't know how much a kilo they're wanting for the pig. They're going to give us the head next year. We'll get the tail the following year. We don't know when we're getting the trotters or when we get the guts of it, and nobody's even told us whether the pig is still alive or dead. And that's the cold, hard reality of it. And what annoys me is the money it's going to cost, even in buying new letterheads and offices and all the rest of it. We desperately need that money that they're going to waste, and I use the word waste, to put in the advisory services now, to pay for our special ed. Do you know that in Te Taitokerau just this week, we have had all of the behavioural hours, teacher aid behavioural hours in primary school slashed? Slashed over a straight percentage cut because they've run out of money. Now, my view is that the money they're going to waste in this change needs to be spent now, not in 5 years' time or 3 years' time, and it needs to be spent, all of it, without wasting it on revamping a system that we don't know whether it will work or not.
Well, it seems to me that if they do implement this, it's just going back to... it's just taken us back some 30-odd years. I think it'll just take us back to a position where we're held accountable for everything. And as you said, back in the 80s, you weren't even allowed to buy toilet paper without someone's consent.
You are dead right.
Yes, exactly. It seems like we're heading back in time. I'd like to give you a mihi, Pat, for coming on our show to have a kōrero about this. Although I do want to carry on having a kōrero, we have to switch over to our news. Engari, do you have any final words for our listeners here in Te Tai Tokerau?
Yeah, you've got MPs. All right? You've got MPs. And by the way, I am of their ilk, if you understand. But that doesn't mean to say that they are perfect. And I think the communities need to get hold of Calvin and Shane and all of the Labor MPs up here and say, hey, Taiho.
Definitely. I think... we definitely have to have a proper look at what's going on here and the recommendations that they have made towards tomorrow's schools, and hopefully the whānau get behind it and submit their submissions well, I'd say opposing these changes, but we know that there are some whānau out there and some kura, some hapori and communities that do support it. But I think we do really need to look at what these changes will do to our education system, not only here in Te Tau Tokerau, but the whole motu. Ka tira I konei Pat. Me tukuna I a koe I tēnei wā. Have a good day, and thank you again for coming on our show this afternoon.
Anytime. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Bye.
Ka te ake rā e tātou mā. Koia Pat Newman, te tumaki o te kura hurahura, me ōna hakaro mo te arotake o tēnei rōpū tomorrow's school's review. Ka tae e koutou. Te kitea I te arotake nei, marunga I te pae tukutuku, conversation, irakati education, irakati GOVT, irakati NZ. Kei reira, etahi o ngā pakirehua mō tēnei o ngā arotake. Hoinora I tātou mai, tēnei wāme peka kātika atu tātou ki ngā pūrongo o wātia mō tēnei haora. Mau tonu mai.